the thing that I want to focus on is three key services, which are very critical for building out continuous services. The first is the data platform, second is the data marketplace, and lastly, I want to talk about our access control service. The data platform is a very critical consideration for anyone building a continuous service. You need a rich portfolio of storage across blobs, tables, and full relational capabilities for you to be able to handle the complexity and the depth and breadth of data. In Windows Azure today, with the combination of Windows Azure Storage and SQL Azure, have that rich portfolio of storage. Since SQL Azure is built with SQL Server symmetry, any ISV that has built for SQL Server can migrate this service to Windows Azure and SQL Azure and basically benefit from multi-tenant SQL Server in the cloud. The other service that we have, which is very interesting and very pertinent in the context of especially hybrid IT applications, is Data Sync. It's like CDN for structured data. You can have data across data centers being synchronized in support of the continuous applications and continuous services that you're building. One of the things that you do as you build out these very rich data-centric applications is create rich data models inside of your app. And one of the great opportunities and new opportunities for all developers is to be able to monetize the data that's there in your applications, independent of your applications, through our Windows Azure Marketplace and the data marketplace capabilities. So you can take the data that you have and expose it through a variety of business models, subscription, transactions, and what have you in Windows Azure Marketplace. You can also consume data. So if you are a developer wanting to build one of these rich data applications, you can even consume data feeds inside of the data marketplace effectively as a data namespace. To give you some examples, eBay built a Windows Phone application, and they wanted to be able to translate all of the listings across all languages. They use the Bing Translator that's available as an API set and a data set inside of Windows Azure Data Marketplace. This is just one first example of how Bing data will become a critical namespace for developers as you build your application, and we'll continue to add to that. Ford, for their next generation hybrid and electric vehicles, is building an application for consumers to use so that they can make sure that their total cost of ownership is optimized by getting at the time of day energy information, because after all, your electric bill is very sensitive to when you're going to charge your car, and so that information of what is the electric utilities charging for electricity depending on the time of day is all available in the data marketplace, so they've used that effect as a namespace in their application. Esri is a premier GIS ISV and vendor, and they've taken the geospatial data that's there inside of their applications and made it available for other developers to use, and they're seeing a variety of different use cases in terms of how their data itself is being utilized in the context of other apps. So these are some examples and new opportunities for developers that I would encourage each of you to take a look at as you build your applications to tap into the marketplace itself. The other service that is very relevant in the context of a lot of the app development that we're doing today in the cloud is access control. For example, when you build these rich composed services, one thing that you want to be able to handle is multiple identities, end user identities, organizational identities. You also, as an application, are consuming services and data from other applications and services. So you want to be able to figure out how to manage the access control tokens for all of those services. So you look at the complexity you're faced with, every application developer will end up writing lots and lots of code to handle that complexity. And to tame that, we've introduced Windows Azure Access Control Service to really help you not have to write all of that code again and again, and yet have fantastic access control and multiple identity federation.